Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Even before the so-called Liberation Day on April 2, 2025, the signs were pointing to a storm. Newsmax already wrote on March 29, President Donald Trump is urging senior advisors to take a more aggressive stance on tariffs as the administration prepares for a major escalation in its global trade war. Despite calls from allies on Wall Street and Capitol Hill to adopt a more measured approach, Trump has been pushing for sweeping trade actions aimed at reshaping the U.S. economy. Trump has expressed regret over not implementing broader tariffs during his first term and has blamed advisors for persuading him to pull back. The British magazine Express wrote on March 29, U.S. stocks on Wall Street fell on Friday amid growing concerns among consumers and investors about Trump, who said the latest tariffs would come into effect on April 2. Trump's new tariffs could potentially hit every single American with an extra $2,000 in annual costs, the magazine says. I have read articles which give these costs even much higher. The Telegraph, ironically, Trump recently applauded The Telegraph, saying it's a great paper. The Telegraph wrote on March 31, Trump is plotting the biggest tax rise in global history. The White House appears to be planning steep new tariffs imposed on all of the U.S. trading partners. Some of the burden might be absorbed by foreign companies. By far most likely, however, is that much of the increased cost will be passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices. So Trump is about to impose a huge tax rise, and the blunt truth is that, like any other tax rise, it will crush the American economy. And then Liberation Day was there on April 2. And the Associated Press wrote on April 2, President Donald Trump declared on Wednesday a 10% baseline tax on imports from all countries and higher tariff rates on dozens of nations that run trade surpluses with the United States, threatening to upend much of the architecture of the global economy and, critics say, risking broader trade wars. Trump held up a chart while speaking at the White House, showing the United States would charge a 34% tax on imports from China, a 20% tax on imports from the European Union, 25% on South Korea, 24% on Japan, 32% on Taiwan. Also, 17% on Israel, even though Israel has just waived all tariffs for goods coming from the United States, 10% on Britain, and 0% on Russia. The article goes on to say, the president described a global trade system that the United States helped to build after World War II, saying our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, plundered by other nations. Trump declared a national economic emergency to launch the tariffs, expected to produce hundreds of billions in annual revenues. His policies risk a sudden economic slowdown as consumers and businesses could face sharp price hikes on autos, clothes, and other goods. Taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, Trump said. That's not going to happen anymore. The president's higher rates would hit foreign entities that sell more goods to the United States than they buy. Now, these are tariffs in addition to what had already been declared. The New York Post wrote on April 2, the tariffs announcement coincided with a Wednesday adoption of 25% tariffs on most Canadian and Mexican goods, as well as a 25% tariff on all foreign-made car and auto parts, to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Thursday. That's today. Focus, a German paper, wrote on April 2. It is the most aggressive and monumental step in the U.S. president's trade policy to date. This hits the European Union hard and is likely to have a significant impact on the global economy. A trade war with the European Union now seems inevitable. Now, what are the consequences? The Wall Street Journal, by far and by most standards not a liberal paper, wrote on April 3. Blowing up the world trading system has consequences that the president is not advertising when he's speaking about the new golden age. Mr. Trump's tariffs look reciprocal in name only. First, he is hitting every nation in the world with a 10% baseline tariff to sell in the U.S. market. For those he calls bad actors, he is adding up the country's tariff rate on U.S. goods plus an arbitrary estimate of the cost of its currency manipulation and non-tariff barriers. He then takes that total number and applies half of that in tariffs on the country's exports to the U.S. The overall economic impact is unknowable, not least because we don't know how countries will react. If countries try to negotiate with the United States to reduce tariffs, the damage could be milder. But if the response is widespread retaliation, the result could be shrinking world trade and slower growth, recession, or worse. Now, the U.S. Commerce Secretary gave an interview to CNN saying the tariffs will stay. He said that today. The article continues. There will certainly be higher costs for American consumers and businesses. Car prices will rise by thousands of dollars, including those made in America, and they're already astronomically high. Over time, this will mean the gradual erosion of U.S. competitiveness. U.S. exports will suffer directly from retaliatory tariffs, and they will suffer indirectly as other countries strike trade deals that give preferential treatment to non-U.S. firms. And here is the conclusion of the Wall Street Journal. It means the end of U.S. economic leadership. The cost in lost American influence will be considerable. So what are the reactions? Let me just say that everyone is complaining like mad. The figures comparing the United States with other countries on his now famous chart presented by Trump have been described as utter nonsense, ridiculous, stupid, totally unrealistic, false, wrong. The dollar has fallen today against the euro, and comparatively, drastically so, as the U.S. Secretary has been saying, the Commerce Secretary, oh, that's because of the nations manipulating the dollar. Nevertheless, it has fallen drastically. And also the stocks have fallen drastically today as well. Germany's economic minister Habeck has a solution. He said, Europe must stand up to Trump. We have to unify, and we have to have a unified bloc against Trump, and then he will buckle. You think Trump will buckle? From a strictly human standpoint, you might look at all of this and say, well, it could go this way, it could go that way. Maybe Trump is right, maybe Trump is wrong. But we are not looking at a human standpoint. We are looking at God's standpoint. We are looking at what the Bible has to say about it, and the Bible has been telling us for thousands of years what is going to happen in these end times. And I believe, and I believe you believe, that we are living in the end times, just prior to Christ's return. And the end times clearly say that the United States of America will experience a downfall, domestically and internationally. And there is nothing in the Bible indicating that that process, development, could be reversed. And at the same time, the Bible is telling us that the Europeans will unite powerfully, and they will be in opposition to the United States of America. And so the USA will stand there in a completely, totally isolated position. And that's what's prophesied. And what we are seeing right now are just the beginnings of these events, these developments will become, and they will become much more dangerous and much more uncomfortable. So this all sounds like bad news, and in a sense, of course, it is, but ultimately it's good news. Because you see, if these things wouldn't happen, then Christ wouldn't come back, couldn't come back, because the Bible says they will have to happen first. And so as these things develop, we are getting closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ, who will do away with all this madness, all this nonsense, all these terrible events which are taking place in this evil world today. And for that, we can be very thankful to God the Father, who is going to send his Son back soon. So we will keep you informed as to what's happening. And I want to thank you for your attention. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.